To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Sal Capaccio from WGR with us live on WBEN. He was on the sidelines for that Bills thriller yesterday. I mean, one of the best comebacks ever at the stadium sale. And let's start with Josh. I mean, an impossible touchdown to Shakir after extending the play, the 40-yard touchdown run, and then the 3rd-and-15 scramble for a first down to seal the game. It was an unbelievable performance.
Yeah, you're right. It was. Good morning. And certainly we've seen our share of great games inside that stadium. That's right up there. Bills were down 14-3 early. They were down 10 points in the fourth quarter. A 21-point barrage of points in the fourth quarter swung the game. And once again, on Christian Benford. But Josh played like an MVP, Susan. I mean, he really put this team on his back when they needed him most. And I think going unnoticed was even his efficiency through the air. He threw the ball 28 times. He completed 22 of them. That's close to 79%, 251 yards, 78 on the ground as well, including that 40-yard touchdown run, the 16-yard run at the end of the game to seal the game. And he was incredible.
Have you ever seen anything like that Benford play? I mean, it was just not. He snagged it out of the midair. I mean, usually you tip it and maybe you can get it or something like that. Nope, not him.
I have, but not from a corner, Brian, right? Usually it's a defensive end who is pass rushing. Sometimes a defensive end is pass rushing. In fact, we saw A.J. Epinesa do that against Carolina. Remember that? When he was pass rushing, and he's so long. But you're talking about a corner who's defending Ja'Marr Chase, and the Bengals, by the way, were manufacturing ways to get the ball to Chase off the line because of Christian Benford. Christian Benford was locking up Ja'Marr Chase pretty much the whole game and was having a great game on him. So they're trying to get him off the ball off the line quick. Well, the Bills had a corner blitz on. He's blitzing. He sees it, reads it, stops in his tracks. What an athletic play. Goes up, catches it, and then takes it to the house. It was a great play.
Yeah, and then two back-to-back interceptions. I mean, the storyline all week was how awful the Bengals are against tight ends. So what do the Bills do? Target their tight ends. I mean, what a day for all three of those guys.
Yeah, for sure. So give Joe Brady a lot of credit. You know, your job as a coach and as a coordinator is to exploit the weakness of the other team and their unit. And that's what the Bills did. The Bengals were very, very poor against tight ends coming into the game statistically. And the Bills knew that. They saw it. We talked about it all week. Right away, the first play of the game, what do the Bills do? Play action over the middle. Dawson Knox, 32 yards. That's when you said, all right, they know this. They're going to go to the tight ends today. You know, Dalton Kincaid's been dealing with an injury, hamstring and knee. So they didn't want to put a lot on his plate. He still had a really nice game. He caught a touchdown pass. This was really more the Dawson Knox game. 6 catches, 93 yards. And oh, by the way, it happens in the week where he becomes a new dad for the first time. So congratulations.
Hey, how about that? Just that new baby bump that you get in those games back. Incredible. I mean, 28-18 with just over 8 minutes left to go in the game, and they're able to turn it around. I mean, you don't want to leave every game to the fourth quarter, but there's something about this team that just comes alive in the second half of the game. Is that adjustments? Is it something else? I mean, what is it about the Bills that it takes a while to get them going?
Well, there's two parts to that, right? The negative is you'd like them to start better. You'd like them to start faster, you know, and get out to a lead. This isn't a team you want to really necessarily have them be playing from behind. They're not really built like that offensively. They need a play on defense like they did last week against Pittsburgh, like they did this week, like they did against the Baltimore Ravens early on the fumble. And you don't want to leave it to that because those things, you know, you got to really, you can't hope for, they can't be a strategy. They just happen. So you want them to start faster, there's no doubt. But during the game, it is about adjustments. I mean, the Bills actually have I don't know the exact numbers in front of me now, but I know yesterday we were talking about it in the broadcast. The Bills' second half points scored versus their opponent are incredible this year. They are really beating teams up in the second half on the scoreboard. And give coaching credit. That's adjustments. That's understanding. What are they trying to do to us? How do we have to counter? And this one, it was Bills couldn't get a pass rush. You know what they did? They started blitzing a little bit more. And they said, we're just going to have to start coming after Joe Burrow with other people. And that's how you got the interception by Christian Benford. But the downside is that's risky. And that's how you leave guys open down the field like Mike Gesicki. And one-on-one, you know, T. Higgins scores a touchdown. But the other part of it, Brian, I think it's just simply this. It's sports. And this is a great lesson in you keep playing. You just keep playing until you get your shot. I talk with guys about this in the locker room after the game. People, we view these teams, we view the Bills through our own prism, our own lens. It's just the Bills. They're doing this wrong or they're doing that wrong or that right. Look, I mean, the other team has professional athletes who are great at what they do. The other team has coaches who are great at what they do. They get paid. They're getting paid to make plays on you. They're going to make plays. You just have to keep playing and keep playing until you get your shot, and that's what the Bills have done.
Yeah, you're so true. Well, New England now, this game is huge. You know, you win the division, it could still be in reach, right? And possibly. What needs to happen for Buffalo to catch the Pats beyond beating them? I mean, if the Bills win, is the division a possibility?
It is. If they lose, the Pats win the division. So if the Patriots win this game this week, they will be celebrating a division championship after beating the Bills inside their stadium. And that would be tough to watch after the Bills have, you know, reigned over the division for the last 5 years. That said, if the Bills are to win this game, then they would climb within one game of New England. They would be 10-4. New England would be 11-3. The Bills would still have to wait for and hope for, I should say, New England to lose a division game. They could lose to Baltimore. That would help because you'd be tied. But what has to happen is if the two teams are tied and they split, meaning New England won here, Buffalo wins there, it would go to division record. Well, the Patriots still have to lose another division game because the Bills have that loss to the Dolphins. So it is in play, but it's still pretty unlikely. However, the way the Dolphins are playing, you never know. And you could get the Patriots to even lose to the Ravens and another division game, but the Bills have to keep winning themselves. That's the most important thing. And right now they're in a playoff race, not just with the division. They're sitting in the 5 seed at 9-4, but right behind them still are the Chargers, who play tonight at 8-4, the Texans, who they lost to at 8-5, the Colts at 8-5 now, and then obviously Baltimore and Kansas City are both 6-7, but still lurking back there.
It's pretty tight. I mean, I'm going to love this Patriots game, even if you know you can't really reach them just yet, just to see these two teams match up and what they look like all these weeks later. I mean, Sal, yesterday has to be an all-timer at the stadium. The way the game went, the snow adding to it, while not, you know, being this blinding thing that you have to deal with. I mean, what a way to close out one of these final weeks here.
No doubt about it. No doubt. And, you know, that game was a 4:25 original start. They flexed it to 1 p.m. I saw people saying, I think that Fox might be mad they did that. They got a good one anyway in Green Bay and Chicago that they flexed out of it. But now the Bills go on the road for two straight weeks, and that will be at New England, and it will be at Cleveland, and then they come home for the Eagles. They come home for the Jets for the final game at Highmark Stadium. We've seen a lot of great games inside Highmark Stadium. This was one of them that's certainly up there, a very, very memorable game. You're right about that. The snow falling, the aesthetics, the picturesque views, it was really cool, and obviously a really great result for the Bills.
Oh, sure was. Well, great talking with you, Sal. Thank you so much.
You got it.
Sal Capaccio from WGR with us this morning on WBEN.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.